Hi, and welcome to Art Talk, a show about all things artistic. My name is Tom Pappalardo, and I'm your host. I thought that this week we'd take a look at typography, or typo for short. There are endless variations of typefaces floating around out there, and as a prominent graphic designer, I thought I'd take this opportunity to familiarize you with the wonderful world of fonts. Let's begin. First of all, don't call them fonts. Extra snobby typophiles hate that. You want to say typeface, or better yet, letter form. It makes other people think you appreciate the graceful shapes and curves of the type. But in reality, it's just a great way to sound like an extra snobby typophile. Before we get to the typefaces themselves, there are a few technical terms you should be aware of. Point size. That tells you how many points a font is worth. 100 points is a perfect score. Typefaces come in many different variations, called weights. Bantamweight fonts, for example, weigh between 112 and 118 pounds. A bold font is likely to save you from a burning building. A light font is best used in a dark room. Italicized type is slanted and more Italian-y than normal letters. Serifs are the little dangly things that hang off the ends of some letter forms. If they're absent, you'd refer to the font as a sans-serif font, which is Spanish for Saint Serif. Kerning is the amount of space between letters. This term dates back hundreds of years, to a time when old printing presses set lines of type using hand-carved wooden blocks, separated by individual kernels of corn to reduce friction. This also explains the otherwise bizarre fact that Gutenberg also invented popcorn. Now, let's discuss some of the most common fonts found on personal computers.
Arial!
Arial is crap. It's a poorly rendered knockoff of Helvetica. Whenever you see Arial on someone's computer, sneer at them and bully them into deleting it and make them install Helvetica instead. Sure, most of their programs will stop working, and sure, half the internet will look stupid on their browser, but they will learn a valuable lesson in snootiness.
Chicago!
Chicago is a great font if you want to speak with the authoritative voice of a cheap cell phone.
Times New Roman.
Times New Roman is a widely used typeface that has been copied and imitated a lot. Seriously, it looks like a gabillion other fonts. Caslin, Georgia, Hobo, whatever. I can't tell the difference. No one can tell the difference. Graphic designers pretend there are differences to make you look stupid. It doesn't matter. Use any of them.
Comic Sans.
If you use this font, you're a f***head. Even if you're a young hipster trying to use it ironically, you're still a f***head. Because, well, because you're a hipster.
Impact.
Impact is a great type choice if you're making a poster for a monster truck rally, especially if you bold it and italicize it and end every line with an exclamation point. It was created by the Swiss designer Hans Impact in 1923.
Papyrus.
Papyrus is an ancient typeface created by Aristotle. You can tell because it looks so classy and old. It's the perfect type choice for fancy menus at fancy, fancy restaurants. I hope you've enjoyed this quick tour of the wonderful world of typography. Armed with the knowledge you've gained today, you're now qualified to make the best darn newsletter your office manager has ever seen. I'm your host, Tom Pappalardo, and until next time, remember, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the art.